Anyway, from pandas to lungs, and we're well acquainted with the fact that our tongues are very good at tasting things, but who would have thought that your lungs also potentially have the capacity to taste things? This is a study published in the journal Science this week by Alok Shah and his colleagues, who are based at the University of Iowa. And what they've been doing is, or they reasoned, that the cells that line our lungs may be able to detect or pick up various chemicals that could be dangerous, such as noxious substances like toxins, or perhaps even the chemical signals that are given out by bacteria to signal infection. So what they did was to take some cells from the lining of the airways, and they did a microarray analysis, a genetic test, to see which genes were turned on in those cells. And one of the families of genes they spotted coming up again and again and again was a family called the T2R receptors. And this family of genes are used in the tongue to detect bitter substances, which suggests that these cilia, tiny hairs that cover the cells that line the airways, cilia are there to help move mucus around, can actually pick up bitter flavours in the air that you breathe in.
Now, this sounds just a bit crazy. Why would your lungs want to taste things? Or are they not really tasting them? Are they using these receptors for another purpose?
Well, quite. We don't normally put food into our lungs. If you do, you're at danger of getting an aspiration pneumonia, which can be life-threatening. Bad news. So why should your lungs want to be able to taste things? Well, the answer is that the cells that are expressing these receptors, whenever they see a bitter flavour or a bitter chemical, bitter-tasting chemical, they produce a huge surge of calcium inside the cell. And the researchers did experiments in the dish using other bitter chemicals, including one called denatonium. And if you put this in your mouth, it tastes horrible. But basically what this did was to make a big surge of calcium in the cilia, and then all of the cells around the cilia also had a big spike of calcium and became more active. And that what was happening is that there are electrical connections called gap junctions between the cilia and the cells next door. And so the cilia are presumably detecting the presence of these substances on the surface of the airway and then telling all of the cells around the area that there's something that is nasty getting into the airways. And that means that then the lungs could perhaps change their behaviour or increase their defences in order to, say, ward off infection, produce more mucus, for instance, if you've inhaled particles of smoke or something and you want to boost the amount of mucus in order to ward off the danger or help to clean the lungs more.
It's all very well to sort of say that there's this signalling in response to bitter things. What sort of bitter compounds might your lungs encounter during everyday
life? Yeah,
good
point. Well, one of the interesting examples they give in their paper is that Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which is a bacterial infection, which is a major problem for people with cystic fibrosis, these bacteria produce chemicals called lactones, and these are chemicals that the bacteria use to talk to one another. They do something called quorum sensing. When the bacteria reach a certain threshold population, they secrete these chemicals, and this massively stimulates the bacteria to grow and increase their numbers. So what the researchers are saying is that this, in a normal person, could be a way in which they pick up the fact that these bacteria are trying to invade the lung, and this boosts lung defences. But in people with cystic fibrosis, perhaps because they have the problem with their mucus being very sticky and they get lots and lots of these bacteria, if you overstimulate this system, perhaps it then contributes to the lung damage that you get, and we need to check that one out. But another poisonous and also bitter substance which lungs are frequently in contact with is nicotine, because nicotine is a plant alkaloid, and just like caffeine, another plant alkaloid, it tastes bitter. Nicotine, therefore, probably can also stimulate these receptors, and perhaps some of the chronic damage done to the lung by smoking isn't just down to the non-nicotine components of cigarettes, which are frequently the ones blamed for everything. It could be that the nicotine itself is also affecting the physiology and behaviour of these cilia, including the process called metaplasia, where cells eventually lose their cilia, and they just become flat squamous epithelial cells, and that's why the lungs of chronic smokers don't clean themselves very well, because the cilia disappear and they can't get rid of the mucus.
So interesting stuff. Very odd finding that. Who'd have thought it?